A friend of mine from social media, her name is Lindsay Parker, once wrote a post that detailed, "What if this is not me? What if this version of me, this self that I believe I am, is just something I learned, something I perfected, something that I held on to and made into this version of me, implying, what if I'm just an idea? What if I'm just a concept, just a suggestion called this or called that?" And let me explain a little bit more. A suggestion is just an idea or plan put forth for consideration. So then, what if this is not who I really am? What if the life that I'm living, what if the personality self that I show up as is just something that was suggested? Something that, again, that I learned, something that I perfected, something that I held on to that has everything to do with someone else's worldview, that has something to do with someone else's belief. That all of this that I believe myself to be in this moment is something that's based on someone else's view of the world. What if this isn't me? That I'm living a fictitious life based on influence and information that I receive from someone else of what my life, what my life should look like or should be, that I just agreed with. As soul, as consciousness, the self that you are, capital self, capital SELF, that you are, you have the ability to condition your consciousness into whatever you agree with. Whatever you agree with. You can condition your consciousness into that of someone of infinite wealth. You can condition your consciousness into that of someone who is of the poorest poor. When you look out into your reality, when you look out into your world, what you are experiencing are conditioned states of consciousness. The person on the corner asking you for some change, the person sitting in the highest heights of the greatest buildings, they are all states of consciousness that have conditioned themselves to be that. In other words, that is how they see themselves. That is how they imagine themselves. And so that is what we experience as them, and that is what they experience as themselves. Whatever you identify as, whatever you believe in, whatever you react to, meaning the thoughts that come across the screen in your mind, meaning the experiences that show up in your reality, whatever you react to, that is who you become. That is how you condition your consciousness into the self-concept that you believe yourself to be in this moment. Ideally, you're just a blank slate. But early in life, through influential figures, we're given ideas of what life should look like, what we should look like, how we should move, how we should act, what this means, what this doesn't mean. We are giving ideas and concepts and beliefs that we didn't come up with on our own, that we blindly accepted, not having the spiritual or emotional or mental maturation to go, "Wait, hold on one second. I don't know if that makes sense," because we didn't even know what makes sense represented. Even what makes sense for me represented. So the truth is that you are only that I am. the eternal I, the witness, the observer of this personality self, this character avatar. And let me pause here and introduce myself. I am James the Ascension Coach. I help people connect with higher states of consciousness, align with their higher selves, and discover their soul's purpose so that they can live a life of abundance, ease, love, bliss, and so forth and so on. If you're watching this on whatever platform you're watching this on, I definitely encourage you to comment, like, and either follow or subscribe. And if you want more powerful present day knowledge, wisdom, insight that will greatly shift the needle on where you are in your life, mentally, emotionally, especially on a spiritual ascending, spiritual awakening type level, definitely sign up for my 3-8 masterclass. It begins next week. There's a 3-day, there's also a VIP access. It's called Soul Power, and it's all about operating from the place of soul, operating from your true identity, operating from your true power, and how easy you can shift your reality, quantum jump, reality shift into your desired outcome. So this is the Ascension to Journey podcast, and this is all about me chronicling my journey to ascension from the very early stages to now what I've learned on a very, very deep level. So it's all about the journey. It's all about the ascension journey. That's a never ending journey that doesn't just stop in this lifetime, that continues into other timelines, other realities, other lives. And so what I began to learn at this point that I'm sharing with you around my ascension journey is that the personality self that I believe myself to be, that was named James, that's called James, is just an idea. It's just a concept. It's just a suggestion. I read someone's post recently that said, you know, in somebody's story, you're the villain. In somebody else's story, you're the victor. You're the life changer. Everyone has an idea, a concept, a suggestion of who they believe you are, of who, what you represent for them. But the truth is, behind the veil, behind the roles, there is only that which is infinite. Roles are changing. Ideas are changing. Concepts are changing. Suggestions are just suggestions. But there is an infinite you that lies behind all concepts, all ideas, all suggestions. That is the true divine infinite self. Even the word personality comes from the Greek word persona, which means mask. So whether you are looking at this from the perspective of character avatar, that the true self is just animating this body, animating this frame, or whether you're looking at a personality, meaning how I show up, how I represent, how you represent yourself, how someone else represents themselves, it's just the mask. It's just the mask. So then even you listening to me right now in this moment, your personality self, it's just a mask that the ego wears, that the consciousness wears. It too is just an idea. It's just a mental concept. It's just a suggestion. That is a creation of your true self. It's just how you have conditioned your consciousness to show up in this 3D reality. And that's the great power and great freedom of all of this, is that we can define ourselves, redefine ourselves, create ourselves, recreate ourselves in every moment. And actually, truthfully, when you look at this from the perspective that we are always shifting through billions of parallel realities, seconds, minutes, or what we identify as seconds and minutes, there's really no time, but in every now moment, in every now and moment, you are a different version of you that is only held together by the belief that I am this, or that I have that, or that I do this. That's the glue that, that kind of connects these parallel realities that we shift through, that maintains this identity, that maintains what you have, that maintains what you're doing. But the truth is, you are new every now moment. Every now moment, you are a new version of you. You have a new past. You are a new representation of yourself. But because you believe that what has happened is who you are in every moment, that is what shows up in every moment. That is how you represent yourself in every moment. But the true self, is the one that witnesses watching happening, listening happening, that watches speaking happening, that watches, it is the witness that experiences hearing happening. The true self is the witness of the concepts and the suggestions that are called me, that are called you. The true self is the presence behind the mask, behind the character avatar, behind the personality that is animating the body to appear as the personality. When you really think about the body is neutral. The body does not do anything that the mind or conscious state does not direct it to do. You don't purpose to go into the kitchen and the body goes, nah, I think I want to head into, the bathroom right now, or I want to head into the living room right now. The body is just an instrument, a vehicle, a tool for the mind, for consciousness. It goes at the direction of your conscious state, your mental state of being. If you're unconscious to your conscious state, to your soul, in other words, the ego can at times commandeer the body to have it say what it wants to say, do what it wants to do. And oftentimes we got to clean that mess up later. But the body is neutral, is my point. It is the true self. It is the true self that is the presence behind the veil that animates the body to appear as you and me. Even if you remember in Genesis, and you don't have to be religious or spiritually awakened or ascension, if you're familiar at all with Genesis, the Christian or Judaist Bible, I'm not sure if I'm saying that correctly. In Genesis, if you remember, it wasn't until God breathed the breath of life into the physical frame called man that man became a living soul, meaning it wasn't until God breathed the breath of God into man that he became conscious, that he became conscious. And so it wasn't until then that that man became a living soul. So it is your true self. It is the breath of God that you are that animates the body. Consciousness animates the body. And we know this because once consciousness is separated from the body, consciousness continues on to other realms and other spaces. But the body in this 3D reality is now put into a grave and it, you know, does what it does, decomposes, all that good stuff. But so it's the consciousness that animates the body, that gives the body life in this dream experience. And I remember at this space, I made a note because as I went through my journal and what I'm really doing, for those who have maybe not watched any of the episodes, I'm chronicling my journey through my journal from when I started the early stages of my ascension journey all the way into now. So we're still in the early first chapter, maybe first page of what has been defined as my ascension journey. So but at times I go back through my journal and I make notes with elevated levels of understanding and higher consciousness understanding. And so I made a note, went back to my journal and made a note. And I made a note that my true self is the presence that also animates the body of this world in which James is a part of. The world is the body of the consciousness that I am, that is the true self, which means that the world that I experience, which is my own, is a concept, is an idea. And concepts and ideas can be changed. In other words, the world, the 3D reality that you exist in, is just reflecting your conscious state back to you. Everyone is playing a role in mirroring your conscious state, your idea of who you are, your agreed upon suggestion about who you are. It's just reflecting that back to you. The people, places, and things that you are experiencing represent the body of your consciousness because they are only ever reflecting your consciousness or your conscious state back to you. So this form called James that is called you is just a story of the mind. That consciousness is projecting out into this seemingly 3D experience is really nothing out there. It's all existing in you in consciousness. But that's going to come further down the road on the ascension journey where I will share about that. The incredible thing about this is that just as you agreed to be this version of you and created it, howbeit most of us did this unconsciously with very minute level of awareness as a means to navigate the 3D reality safely in love, protecting oneself, believing oneself to be the ego, believing oneself to be the personality self, adopting a persona, adopting a mask, crafting a mask that will heighten the chances of receiving acceptance and love and minimizing the chances of receiving rejection and being able to navigate fear safely, those types of things. So that is how we and why we craft this mask, this persona, this personality that we do. But just as we created it, we can recreate or shift to a different version of you who's experiencing a greater sense of life, a more safer, freer, happier, more abundant, more whole, more vibrant life than maybe this version of you is experiencing. And if you need help with that, DM me, message me, sign up for Soul Power if you haven't already. But it's available for you in this now moment. And I want to be clear about that. Every parallel reality is taking place right now. This is just a representation of the frequency that you are occupying in this moment. But the others are still all available in this one now moment. It is parallel. There's another now moment that's parallel to this one. That's parallel to that one. That's parallel to that one. And in those different parallel realities that are all existing in this now moment is the greatest version of you. Is the version of you that is experiencing everything that you can imagine and think about experiencing. And to shift into those versions is so much easier than you could ever imagine, which means this could be the end of lack, of heartbreak, of what we may call being alone or feeling the way you're feeling maybe in this moment. There's another you that's feeling incredible, that's feeling amazing. We can put the period at the end of the sentence of this reality. And whether you call it quantum jumping, whether you call it reality shifting, that can now in this moment shift to that reality instantly. I do it with my clients all the time. And with amazing, incredible results. They never get off a call with me as the version of themselves that they got on the call with me with, right? But you are just that powerful. It's just becoming aware of that version of you. There is the true self, the eternal I, that abides outside of time and space, that is consciousness, awareness, love, and there is the persona, the mask, that is called James, that is called you, who is playing a role in the seeming story of 3D life. Nothing in the 3D is real. Nothing exists out there. It all exists in your consciousness. Not even the character avatar that I or you are witnessing called you. It is all just a dream that's being dreamt, similar to the one you appear to have awakened from this morning. The dream felt so fucking real until you woke up and recognized, wait, I was on my bed the whole time, but it seemed so real. Let's introduce this. What if the you that you believe yourself to be in this moment, that maybe isn't experiencing what you want to experience, what if you're just dreaming this version of you? And what if there is a greater version of you dreaming it, that everything you could ever want, imagine, desire to experience, it's available to that version of you? You're just misidentified, right? What if? The true self, the witness, the observer, is really unaffected, unbothered, without judgment, non-attached, non-resistant, non-reactive, what I talked about in the last podcast, to the character avatar, to this life that you believe you are experiencing in this moment. It is non-reactive to the personality self. It's not reactive to the mask. It recognizes that it's just a mask, that it isn't real, that it's just a mask you wear in the seeming life experience in the 3D. Your true self does not suffer. It does not experience pain. It does not worry. It does not fear. It does not become anxious. These experiences are a consequence of over-identification with this created self, with believing that even though the movie has ended, the show has ended, the play has ended, it's the over-identification with believing that you're still that version that acted in that play, that acted in that show. In other words, you forget that this was just a role. Or maybe you never even knew, but now you know. Right? So it's the over-identification with the created self, with the idea, with the suggestion that you agreed to, that you never stopped to question, what if this isn't me? Right? And all these things are, you know, let's see here. All these things, who you are as the true self, just are. They're neutral. We learn to judge and define them based on who we believe ourselves to be, what was suggested to us about what life should look like and what we should look like. However, to the true self, everything just is. Everything just is. Even the true self just is that which is. Love, peace, abundance, wholeness are all the ways that it is in its isness. But your true divine self just is. These are all inherent ways of being that arises from being, that arises from your divine self. But the true self is before all these things. It is Jesus saying, before Abraham was, I am. Meaning that your I am is before your created self, is before your personality self. You have always been I am. You are infinite. You have always been. You just agreed to a suggestion, been given a belief that you are this limited personality self. But your true self is just the witness of that which arises within itself. It's just the witness of this life. And in its non-judgment, whatever arises in the mind that is believed, identified with, reacted to, without judgment, it just projects. As consciousness, as soul, whatever you hold in consciousness, whatever you experience in the mind, whatever has been suggested or believed that has been agreed upon, it just projects that. It doesn't call it holy or unholy. It doesn't call it good or bad, right or wrong. It is without judgment. Your true self doesn't judge. It just projects. It just projects. It projects into the 3D, the appearance of reality. So then, if you choose to accept or deny the you that you have believed yourself to be and how life has shown up for you, that it's just a suggestion, that's going to be what it is. But the truth is, if you choose to introduce a fresh idea, a new suggestion about who you are and what your life looks like, this too, your true self, consciousness, without judgment, will project into your 3D reality as an experience. You get to take a moment. And maybe for some of you, just take a quick moment right now. Just close your eyes. And let's be present in this moment with, what if this is not who I am? What if I just learned this, received this, perfected this, and made this version of myself who I am? But what if I am infinitely greater? What if I am potential and possibility? What if in this moment, I have my ideal life. I am my ideal self. I am experiencing it now. And when you open up your eyes, look at your surrounding from the new perspective of, I am my greatest self. How would now my greatest self see this room? See this moment. It is the stepping into this new reality as a new suggestion of who you are. Thank you for spending time with me today. Again, if you haven't already, sign up for Soul Power. And if you haven't already, comment. Love, like, subscribe, follow, all those good things. And I will see you next week on the Journey to Ascension. Got a really great one for you next week. Having said that, love and appreciate you.